Governor Raimondo calls talking with corporate executives in other states an important part of trying to spark job growth in Rhode Island.
It takes a lot of shoe leather. It's a lot of shoe leather. You got to be out knocking on doors, pounding away. It's a chance to tell our story and build some excitement and some momentum.
The governor's office says Raimondo has made 5 trips so far this year to meet with out-of-state businesses. She's traveled to places like New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and California. Raimondo says it's important to be in the hunt.
You know, at any given time, we have probably a dozen companies that we're in discussion with. And, you know, it might happen now, it might happen a year from now, it might happen 2 years from now. But if you have a consistent presence and you're constantly out there, Rhode Island's going to get its fair share of opportunity.
Some of the opportunities are panning out. California-based energy system maker SolarCity has unveiled plans to add jobs in Rhode Island. And when PayPal scrapped a planned expansion in North Carolina due to a law halting anti-discrimination protection for gays and lesbians, the governor pounced.
They were going to put an operations center in North Carolina, and they decided not to do that, which I read about in the paper, so I then called them.
PayPal has yet to announce whether they'll take the governor up on her offer, but a handful of other companies have decided either to move to Rhode Island or to stay in the state since Raimondo became governor. General Electric made the biggest splash with plans to bring at least 100 good-paying jobs to Providence. During a news conference to welcome the company, GE executive Jeffrey Bornstein cited Raimondo as a persistent force.
We looked at a number of different cities. After my 75th phone call from the governor and 15th phone call.
It wasn't that bad.
But it worked. Still, Rhode Island's economy is not exactly thriving as Raimondo approaches the midpoint in her 4-year term. Sure, the unemployment rate dropped by more than 2 points to just over 6% since she took office. And the 8,000 jobs created in the state last year were the most in any year since 2000. But Rhode Island lost almost half that many jobs between April and May.
During the financial crisis, the Great Recession, Rhode Island really, really did badly, and we became known much more for our unemployment rate than anything else.
University of Rhode Island economics professor Leonard Lodaro applauds Raimondo's efforts to pitch Rhode Island to out-of-state executives, but he says the state still has to overcome hurdles like a tough climate for business and a perception problem.
Rhode Island's still in about the first, maybe the second inning of reinventing ourselves, something that should have been done all the way back to 2008.
When Raimondo took office early last year, she pointed to troubling indicators like an aging population and a low-skilled workforce as problems confronting the state's economic outlook. But that's not what she emphasizes when she meets with out-of-state executives.
What I tell them is we have the lowest corporate tax rate in New England. We have a good fiscal outlook. We have amazing universities. We have high quality of life. Come check it out.
Raimondo says the business people she talks with don't take a dim view of Rhode Island, despite periodic outbursts of corruption and other nagging problems. Courting business is not the only reason she leaves the state. Raimondo is an aggressive fundraiser with more than $1 million in her war chest. The governor says her occasional fundraisers on out-of-state trips are a standard part of politics.
It's the nature of what we do. It's what every governor does. It's what every senator does. And, it's just part of what we need to do.
We should note the governor's office says taxpayers pay only for the governor's official work on behalf of the state. And talking with out-of-state corporate executives is just one part of Raimondo's approach to building the economy. The General Assembly has approved tens of millions of dollars in incentives meant to help spark new jobs. Critics call that corporate welfare. Raimondo says other states use the same type of incentives and that Rhode Island has to compete on a level footing. Back in 2014, Raimondo campaigned on a theme of reinvigorating Rhode Island's economy. Her ability to deliver on that promise will likely be a major issue 2 years from now during the state's next campaign for governor. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.